Okay, y'all. That's all we got. So, see you next week, I guess. This is like totally hot. We're here every Tuesdays at 10. So you should really tune in. Yeah.
Both your legs.
You're listening to The Elias Show on 88.3 FM WRCT Pittsburgh. You can listen online at WRCT.org, and you can reach us in the studio at 412-268-9728.
Feel it coming in the air.
Yeah.
Hear the screams from everywhere.
Yeah.
I'm addicted to the thrill.
I'm ready.
It's a dangerous love affair.
Come on.
Can't be scared when it goes down. Got a problem, tell me now. Only thing that's on my mind is who gonna run this town tonight. Who gonna run this town tonight?
Yeah.
We gonna run this town.
We are, yeah, I said it, we are. This is Rock Nation, pledge your allegiance. Get your boutiques on, all black everything. Black cards, black cars, all black everything. And our girls are black birds, riding with they diligence. I can't more in depth if you boys really real enough. This is not familiar, I'll explain later. But for now, let me get back to this paper. I'm a couple bands down and I'm trying to get back. I gave Doug a grip, I lost a flip for 5 stacks. Yeah, I'm talking 5, 6, 0, shot zeros. Here, Doug, back to running circus realm. Now we squared up, hold up.
Life's a game, but it's not fair. I break the rules, so I don't care.
Uh-huh.
So I keep doing my own thing. Walk and call against the rain. Victory's within the mile. Almost there, don't give a hell. Only thing that's on my mind is who gonna run this town tonight.
In a dark Caesar, please follow the leader. So Eric B, we are microphone fiend. It's the return of the God, peace God. Ain't nobody fresher. I'm in Mason, Martin, Martella on the table screaming. The other side, they jealous. We got a banquet full of bras. They got a table full of fellas.
Yeah.
And they ain't spending no cake. They should throw their hand in, cause they ain't got no space.
Yeah.
My whole team got dough, so my banquet is looking like millionaires, bro.
Life's a game, but it's not fair. I break the rules, so I don't care. So I keep doing my own thing. Walk and call against the rain. Victory's within the mile. Almost there, don't give up now. Only thing that's on my mind is who gonna run this town tonight.
Go from being Joe Blow to everybody on your no. I bought my whole family whips, no Volvos. Next time I'm in church, please no photos. Police escorts, everybody passports. This the life that everybody asked for. This a fast life, we are on a crash course. What you think I rap for, to push a rap for? But I know that if I stay stunting, all these girls only gon' want one thing. I could spend my whole life goodwill hunting. Only good gon' come is as good when I'm... She got an ass that'll swallow up a G-string. And up top, two B-stings. And I'm B-sting off the re-sling. And my just made it out the precinct. We give a damn about the drama that you do bring. I'm just trying to change the color on your mood ring. Reebok, baby, you need to try some new things. Have you ever had shoes without shoestrings? What's that, yay? Baby, these heels. Is that a mate? What? Baby, these wheels. You tripping when you ain't sipping. Have a refill. You're feeling like you're running, huh? Now you know how we feel.
All right, we are back on the air for the spring semester, and I'm so excited about it. Yeah, Maggie's cheering.
Hey, what's up?
I forgot. I'm introduced with by. I'm joined by Maggie today.
Hey, what's up?
You're a business student here at CMU.
Yeah, that's right. Business major and sonic arts minor, which is really just a fancy way for saying like music production.
And you're a DJ, and you are shadowing me today so that you can have a show here on WRCT. And while we wait for Maggie to have a show on WRCT, here are some other shows you can listen to. Viva La Mock. Hey, do you remember that kid you picked on in high school? Well, we gave him a radio show. Tune in and hear the Mockster spin the best and worst in indie, punk, classic country, power pop, and so much more. That's Viva La Mock, Friday nights starting at 9 with an encore on Tuesday afternoon, starting at 2, exclusively here on 88.3 FM WRCT Pittsburgh, and Gospel Time. Tune in to It's Gospel Time for gospel R&B, gospel hip-hop, and gospel jazz with DJ Time Mondays, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. here on WRCT Pittsburgh. All right, Maggie, I think we got to just keep going with the music here.
Yeah,
all right, I'm done. Here we go.
To bring the trauma overseas, yeah, we trying to stop terrorism, but we still got terrorists here living in the USA, the big CIA, the Bloods and the Crips and the KKK. But if you only have love for your own race, then you only leave space to discriminate, and to discriminate only generates hate, and when you hate, then you're bound to get irate. Yeah, madness is what you demonstrate, and that's exactly how anger works and operates. Man, you gotta have love just to set it straight. Take control of your mind and meditate. Let your soul gravitate to the love, y'all, y'all.
People killing, people dying, children hurt and you hear them crying. Can you practice what you preach? And won't you turn the other cheek? Father, 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 help us. Send some guidance from above. These people got me questioning.
Change. New days are strange. Is the world insane? If love and peace are so strong, why are the pieces of love that don't belong? Nations dropping bombs, chemical gases filling lungs of little ones with ongoing suffering. As the youth are young, so ask yourself, is the loving really gone? So I could ask myself, really what is going wrong in this world that we living in? People keep on giving in, making wrong decisions, only visions of them dividends. Not respecting each other, denying thy brother. A war's going on, but the reason's undercover. The truth is kept secret, it's swept under the rug. If you never know truth, then you never know love. What's the love, y'all? Come on.
I don't know.
Where's the truth, y'all? Come on.
I don't know.
Where's the love, y'all?
People killing, people dying, children hurt and you hear them crying. Can you practice what you preach? And won't you turn the other cheek? Father, 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 help us.
The world on my shoulder. As I'm getting older, your people get colder. Most of us only care about money making. Selfishness got us following the wrong direction. Wrong information always shown by the media. Negative images is the main criteria. Infecting the young minds faster than bacteria. Kids wanna act like what they see in the cinema. Yeah. Whatever happened to the values of humanity? Whatever happened to the fairness and equality? Instead of spreading love, we're spreading animosity. Lack of understanding leading us away from unity. That's the reason why sometimes I'm feeling under. That's the reason why sometimes I'm feeling down. It's no wonder why sometimes I'm feeling under. Gotta keep my faith alive till love is found. Now ask yourself,
where is the love?
Judas, 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 Gaga.
That was Judas, Judas by Lady Gaga. And before you heard Where Is the Love from the Black Eyed Peas, and Spack Brothers Pizza joins you in supporting WRCT Pittsburgh. Spack Brothers Pizza offers pizza, hoagies, and wings while specializing in vegan and vegetarian alternatives. Spack Brothers Pizza uses no refined sugars in its sauce and unbleached flour in its dough. Spack Brothers is committed to safety during the ongoing pandemic by providing online ordering and payment, as well as contact-free pickup. You can learn more about online ordering on SpackBros.com and will receive a text message when your food's ready to pick up. For more information, call 412-362-SPACK or visit their website at SpackBrothers.com. That's 412-362-7725 or SPAKBrothers.com. If you're interested in underwriting for WRCT, you can email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities. Now, Maggie, every week on The Eli Show, we have a weekly theme. There's a different theme for the music. Yeah. And the theme is quite unique this week, and I'm actually not going to reveal the theme until the end of the show. But I wanted to know if you have any guesses so far.
Any guesses for the theme in terms of the music?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know with this music.
You don't have any guess.
Not yet.
Well, maybe let's listen to another song, all right? So, and then we'll see if you can figure this out. But
all right.
This next one is Moving Out. It's by Billy Joel. When it comes to their children, parents today are always up to speed on the latest safety issues. But are they focusing on the right issues? Motor vehicle crashes are a leading cause of death for children ages 1 to 13. And that fatality rate could be reduced by about half if the correct car seat were always used. Visit safercar.gov, /the right seat, to make sure your child is in the right car seat for their age and size. Brought to you by WRCT and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. That was heavy. We gotta lighten the tone a little bit. You know those cute designer jeans you bought last year, the ones that were going to change your life? Well, you wore them once and now they're in your closet, hanging behind a pair of used sweatpants. Well, don't worry. Those jeans can still change somebody's life. Just donate them to Goodwill. Your donations to Goodwill create new jobs, training programs, and education assistance for people right in your community. Cool, huh? To find your nearest donation center, go to goodwill.org. Donate stuff, create jobs. Goodwill, a message from Goodwill and WRCT. Maggie, you said you had a phase with that song. You got to tell me a little bit about that.
I did have a phase with that song. So I actually found it because there was this one unreleased Kanye song on YouTube. It's called Mama's Boyfriend, and it sampled that song. So every time I find a sample, it's so satisfying to me. So I went to Spotify, and I've been listening to it maybe like 6 months ago.
Yeah. So before we get into, like, I want to get into your DJing and all that stuff. But yeah, first, tell me about your experience as a barista at Starbucks. I got to hear about this.
Yes. Okay. So I'm from Seattle.
Yeah.
And, you know, Starbucks was founded in Seattle.
Oh, I didn't know that, actually.
Yeah. I mean, there's a Starbucks, like, every block, basically. Okay. So I worked as a barista my senior year of high school. And then the summer of my senior year as well. And it was a fun job. I didn't mind it. It was really great. My coworkers were really great. And I had a really fun time going behind the counter. And just whenever there weren't many customers, I would just, like, try to make, like, interesting drinks. I'd be
really
putting, like, matcha powder and, like, the cream. Just being like, how's this going to taste?
See, I feel like that'd be stressful for me, though. Like, being a, like, first of all, you have to remember all the drinks, right? And then you have to make them quickly. Because people in Seattle are, like, probably like people in New York when they want their drinks quick.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. We would get some interesting customers, shall we say. But the drinks wasn't too hard. There's, like, formulas for it. So it's like 1, 2, 3, 4, like, pumps for the different sizes. So it's not too bad to remember.
But you have to remember it, though. Wasn't it, like, wasn't that stressful?
Yeah, it was a little stressful.
Damn.
But not too bad.
Does it pay well?
The minimum wage in Seattle was, like, $16 an hour. So not too bad.
Not too
bad. I got paid just that.
would you be able to make a Frappuccino at home?
Oh, no, I would not. I will say that the way my memory works is, like, after I'm done with that job, it just leaves. Same with assignments. After I'm done with the knowledge, I take the test, it leaves. So right now, I barely know the steps for it.
Is that the same for, like, other, like, regardless of what you're doing, or is that just for, like, specific, like, work-related stuff?
I would say it's for, like, a lot of things. It's, like, classes and work. It's, like, it's always, like, onto the next test, onto the next assignment.
How about when you're mixing, though? Like, when you have, like, you're like, that song went well with that song. Do you remember that?
Oh, mixing is different. Okay. Mixing is, like, I think it's just for things that I don't have a ton of interest in. I don't really retain it in my memory. But mixing is, like, I try to retain every little bit of information.
That's interesting. Well, okay, what are the biggest differences between living in Seattle and Pittsburgh? Because you mentioned there's Starbucks on every corner. I feel like there's not as many Starbucks in Pittsburgh.
Oh, yeah, definitely not. No, it's crazy in Seattle. Like, you'll see two in the same, like, strip mall, and you're like, what are they doing? They're literally competing with each other. I would say one of the biggest differences is that, I don't know, I personally like Seattle better as a city. I feel like Pittsburgh kind of, like, shuts down kind of early at night.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like Seattle is, like, more active.
Artists don't come through. Lady Gaga.
Artists don't come through. I was just talking about that with you. Yeah, like, at Seattle, you can see, like, any, like, good DJ come for, like, $20 here. And here, you have, like, the smaller events, like, for example, like, Hot Mass. But those, like, charge, like, about the same cover. So, yeah, Seattle's just a bigger city in general, too. So I just feel like there's more to do. But Pittsburgh is also a beautiful city. Like, in a lot of ways, it's kind of comparable to Seattle. Like, obviously, with the weather, it's pretty similar.
Raining.
Like, yeah, people are always like, does it rain as much, like, in Seattle as they say it does? It's different rain. I would say, like, in Seattle, the rain would be less in volume, but it's more constant throughout the whole day. Here in Pittsburgh, it'll dump on you for, like, 30 minutes,
okay. And
then it'll be clear for the rest of the day. It's more extreme here, I feel like.
Yeah, was this the furthest school you considered going to?
I actually considered going to school in New York.
Oh, okay.
But that did not work out. But I did want to go to the East Coast. I had this moment of, like, I want to reinvent myself on the East Coast. So, I mean, here I am.
Are you reinventing yourself, do you think?
I feel like I am. I feel like I am reinventing myself, especially in high school. I didn't really know what I wanted to do. I'm a business major, and I thought that was what I wanted to do, go into finance, go into consulting. And that is, like, my track right now, but I know that my long-term goal is going to be being a DJ or producing music.
Wow.
And I didn't have that vision, I guess, until I came here and joined radio and started meeting all these people.
Yeah, I mean, you were primarily looking at places that were far away from Seattle. Did that at least scare you at all?
I would say a little bit. I've definitely gotten a lot more independent since I moved here, but I kind of wanted to just, I don't know, I feel like in my life I'm not going to have, you know, the chance to live in that many different places, so I just wanted to experience as many different environments as possible.
Yeah.
I think it was good for me to be away from home, from, like, back home. My high school was, like, a direct pipeline into UW, like, the University of Washington, and I just wanted to meet, like, a fresh set of people, plant myself in a fresh city, so I'm really grateful that I got the opportunity to do that.
And you like to travel, too. I mean, I see from your Instagram, you love to travel. like to New York. Is that that's true?
Yeah, absolutely true. I've been lucky enough to have the opportunity to travel a bunch of places. Actually, I went to New York last summer to meet some people from CMU, and those were the first people at CMU that I ever met. And then I also went back recently with those same friends, and I took a road trip from Pittsburgh to New York City, met up with some people there, and went straight home to Seattle at the end of the year.
Did that traveling start when you went to college, or was that something you were doing before as well?
That was something I was doing before. I'm really lucky that my parents always loved to travel. So when I was really little, I think like basically like 1 or 2 years old, my parents took me around Europe.
Ooh.
And then I've had the chance to go to South Africa, for example. Actually, that was a funny story. My little brother is like a chess champion.
Oh, wow.
And he was playing for the U.S. youth chess team. So we went to South Africa as a family because he had a tournament there.
I wouldn't want to play him at chess.
Are you a chess player?
No, I mean, not really.
That was quick. But he said no.
Have you played him in chess?
I have, actually. I was the one that taught him.
Oh, wow.
Yes, exactly. Like, I was the first to learn chess in my family, or I guess besides my dad, because he taught me. I was in, like, maybe second grade, and he was in, like, kindergarten. And then I taught him how to play, and slowly you could see, like, our progress. Like, mine plateaued, and he just started getting better and better. So I think he's an IM, if you know how that works. It's like you have the chess levels.
I have no idea how that works.
It's like, you know, there's Grandmaster and, like, International Master and, like, National Master, so he's ranked.
When you go on that trip to, like, South Africa, do you take pride in that you taught him that, or was it...
I do. I always got to remind him. Like, I got to keep him humble. Yeah. Like, remember where you came from.
Yeah. Being this far from home, do you see yourself at a disadvantage in college, or is it something that, like, you see as an advantage?
I definitely see it as a strength, actually. I would say it's really... I mean, I feel really grateful to have, like, two home bases. Like, I can call Seattle home, and I can also call Pittsburgh home. And in that way, I know so many more people. I love that, you know, I have all my friends here, but when I go home, I can also, like, have those people. So I'm literally looking to, like, establish as many, you know, solid home bases as possible.
Right.
So.
Does it allow you to focus, or does it become a distraction? Like, at least maybe when you start. Like, when you start out, are you, like, is it something that's constantly on your mind that you're, like, not at home? Or is it, like, hey, I'm so removed from what I'm used to that I can, like, really focus on my work?
I would actually say it's the latter. Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, I like having just, like, this fresh environment. In a way, I'm kind of glad I didn't go to New York for college. I mean, obviously, beautiful city. But I feel like I have, like, an addictive personality in the way that I would just be so tempted by everything that's going on there. And Pittsburgh is a place where I can really focus. Wow. Like, this is a great city.
I mean, would you don't seem like the person who would get homesick, if I'm being completely honest.
That's true. Yeah, that's an accurate assessment. I would say I can really just plant myself in anywhere and just kind of try to make it and really make it home.
It never
even just for a little while. I would say I was homesick for maybe just a little when I first got here, and then I guess I got over that pretty quick. So
I definitely have so much more to talk to you about, but I think we should listen to another song. That's all right.
Yeah,
this is the any ideas on that theme? I'm gonna roast you for this.
No ideas. Don't even start. I looked at that playlist and I have no clue. But they're all great.
Well, this is The Way by Ariana Grande and Mac Miller from the album Yours Truly.
What we gotta do right here is go back in the time.
You love. feel so fine. I hope you hit me on my celly when I sneak in your mind. You a princess to the public, but a freak when it's time. Said you better be feeling lonely, so you sleeping in mine. Come and watch a movie with me. American Beauty or Bruce Almighty, that's groovy. Just come and move closer to me. I got some feelings for you. I'm not gonna get bored of, but baby, you an adventure, so let me come and explore ya.
Yeah. Baby, you got me. I got a bad boy, I must admit it. You got my heart, don't know how you did it. And I don't care the taste of paper, but I don't wanna know the way I feel when you're next to me.
That was The Way from by Ariana Grande and Mac Miller. And Mag, you were just telling me about a song that I should listen to. But I want to talk about your music taste, because you have a very versatile.
Yeah.
I think it's versatile.
Sure. Yes.
Where does that come from?
Honestly, I would say most of it is from... I would say it's from my friends. Like, my friends will just send me stuff, and like they'll send me one song. It'll put me on a whole genre. Like, actually my ex, we still talk, and he sent me, he was getting me on like a bunch of like psychedelic rock, like 70s and 80s rock. So that's been my recent music taste. But right before that, I was really into like jungle, like drum and bass, you know, juke, like Chicago juke. And I mean, still got a lot of like indie songs on here. I don't know. It's a bunch of random stuff. Before that, it was like more rap. But it comes from everywhere.
Do you think you get like a phase? Like, do you think you have like phases where you're like into these different genres, or is it more like I listen to it and then I'm always a fan of that kind of style, and it just kind of like your taste evolves and evolves and evolves?
Yes, I would actually say it's both. It's like I'll go through phases, and after that phase is over, like it stays in my head. Like it's now part of like my inner, you know, music library. And I actually make a playlist. I have over like, I want to say 250 playlists now.
Wow.
I'm getting to 300, and I name them really random things. Like my rock playlist is called Tar Horse. I have one called High Roller for like my juke and drum and bass. I have one called Fish Night after the Love, Death, and Robots episode.
For the Girls, there's that
there's
one.
There's For the Girls, you went through my playlist. Yeah, I have one called Orange, which is just random, like Lo-Fi House, Warehouse, I have one called Marco Polo.
What's the Marco Polo playlist? I gotta ask.
Oh. It's just for when you're chilling. It's for when you're chilling. And I've got one called No Hog.
Do you think that versatile? It's not for when you play Marco Polo.
Nah.
Do you think that your versatile music taste helps you when you're mixing?
Yeah, absolutely. And something I want to get better at in my mixing is like transitioning from genre to genre.
Oh, okay.
I feel like that's harder to do, especially when you have like big, you know, beat jumps and stuff like that.
Right.
But I really want to get into mixing like different genres.
And the tempos are different, so you have to like, you can't just like go from one song to one song.
Yeah, exactly. It's hard to change up the vibe just like that.
Right.
But I mean, I make a playlist every month too. I've got my monthly, so I have been doing that for maybe the past like year and a half. So
wow.
It's, like, got my December one, my January one, so I can kind of go back and listen to them, and it takes me back to that time. So if I ever want to, you know, feel nostalgic for, you know, May 2022, I'll go back and play those songs, and it kind of reminds me of everything that happened that month.
Do you ever look, I mean, I'm feeling quite nostalgic today, but do you have anything like that you're like, oh, that was a really cool time in my life, and I want to go remember that and listen to the playlist?
Ooh, actually, yeah, I would say my freshman year. I want to say this was like, you know, October of, what was that, 2022?
Yes.
No,
2021.
Yeah, October 2021. I was like still trying to find myself, just like you were saying. I was feeling like a little, you know, far removed from home. And I think that playlist was a lot of J-pop. I went through a lot of like city pop. in that phase, a lot of it was like city pop and like 90s hip hop. And I would just remember taking a spin from my dorm and just going to like 7-Eleven and just,
oh, like
you know,
scooter.
Yeah, the scooter. I would take a spin scooter, you know, and just I'd be riding around on it, just blasting city pop, and the streets would be empty. I would also say the summer when I went to Europe, I had a bunch of like, you know, European house. Actually, one of the songs you have coming up.
Mr. Saxon Beat. Well, I'm sure those playlists are fire. Your DJ name is Jinky. That's right.
Yes, it is Jinky. It's J-Y-N-K-I, for those of you wondering.
Where did that name come from?
Okay, I wish that this was on video so I could show you guys this, but I went to a record store back home in Seattle over summer break last year, and I picked up this record. It was this record. It's really hard to explain without you seeing like how amazing it is, but it's called Catholic High School Girls in Trouble by DJ Streak, and there's a bunch of models on the front, and on the back of it, it had all the names of the models. It was like Skittles and, you know, like... something like that. And Jinky was one of them. And I looked at that. And I've been looking for a DJ name for a while. And I said, oh, that would make a great DJ name.
That's cool. What have you done as a DJ so far? Like, any events where you get paid? You know, that might be kind of nice. I mean, DJ is fun, but, you know.
Yeah, I actually haven't done as many as I would like. But hopefully that's going to change this semester. I did Anatomy of the Year for WRCT last year. I did, like, the WRCT, one of the Halloween parties. And... coming up, I'm DJing for the Activities Board Winter Concert.
Okay.
So that's coming up. And hopefully I'm going to start getting, you know, gigs around. I really want to get one at, like, Delhi, for example. And I'm going to start... I just got a new controller, so I'm going to start making mixes and putting them out.
What's the winter concert? Is it, like, an artist coming and you do it before? What is...
Yeah, so I'm opening for the artist. And I can't see who the artist is yet, I don't think. Okay. But remember last year we had Cupcake coming.
Yeah.
So I'm just going to be opening...
Oh, that's so cool. Wait, okay, so I don't go to these concerts, but I feel like now I have to. Like, I really...
Yeah, pull up to my set.
Oh, no. You're really going to convince me to go to this concert. Oh, no.
Yeah, just come for my opening set.
Okay, well, what's the craziest thing that's happened to you while DJing? DJing for Cupcake would be pretty crazy, but...
That would be insane.
And whoever this mystery person, I'm pretty sure it's going to be crazy, but what's the craziest thing you've done?
Craziest thing? Honestly, not much, considering I haven't done many, like, events, but I would say during the... like, one of the parties I was DJing at, like, people just started crowding the booth. And, like, I say booth in quotation marks. Right. It's just, like, a little, you know, a little table in, like, a basement somewhere.
It's a booth. It can count.
It's a booth. Anything's a booth if you make it a booth. But, I mean, people just started crowding in. There were people, like, dancing around me. But it was amazing. Like, that's fun. Really felt the energy.
So when you're DJing at a... You asked me, actually, if I feel nervous when I'm here. But when you're DJing at a party, like, you know, Halloween party or... whatever, do you, and people are listening to music, like, do you feel, like, powerful? I don't know, you're controlling the vibes.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I get a little, like, I don't know, like, a little power trip out of that, but it's, like, yeah, I definitely enjoy that, but I just always feel that responsibility to, you know, make everyone have a good time. And that's something that I feel like you have to balance as a DJ, even, like, as new as I am, like, between what you want to play and what you know that people are going to vibe to. It's kind of hard because... especially when you know the crowd doesn't, you know, listen to what you listen to. Or if I want to play, you know, like Juke, for example. Like, that's not something that, you know, like, a crowd at CMU would necessarily vibe to. So finding that balance is kind of hard. So that's why I'm going to start putting out mixes of what I want to listen to. Because what I play at a function might be a little different. But you know what? I feel like the real philosophy here is just play what you want to play. And if it's good, people will dance.
I mean, do you get nervous beforehand, though?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Before that party, I was really nervous because that was my first time. That was, like, my, you know, quote-unquote, like, debut for my friends. Like, most of my friends had never heard me, you know, DJ before. Wow. So, but once I hit play, it kind of all went away.
That's nice. I mean, how much time do you have to put in, though, like, to get good enough to feel confident to do that, to, like, show your friends or do it at a party or something?
Yeah, so I've been DJing... basically since, I want to say, like, the end of high school.
Oh, okay.
And I tried to make a goal to myself to mix for, like, at least, like, half an hour every day. Wow. And that has not always been consistent, but I've been trying to make that happen. So just, like, doing it on my own. And that's when I'm going to start putting out mixes, so just so I can hear myself get better. But, I mean, at some point, you got to just go for it. Like, I thought I wasn't ready, but, I mean,
Sure, but is there like a preparation process for the event, or do you just like go in and be like, I'm gonna go do my thing, or do you like say, all right, I gotta practice my set here?
Oh yeah, for the event, definitely. Like before my Anatomy of the Ear set, before any I do like any set, I try to make like a list. And I have like my whole music library, but I definitely try to like sketch out a list just so that I can make the, you know, I'll practice some transitions, I'll like write down little notes. I have this little notebook, and I just put all my sets in there. So.
It's a tiny notebook.
It's a tiny notebook. It's a mini one. It has a WRCT sticker on the front.
Ooh, that's nice. well, we're gonna get the vibes up with all the vibes are already up, but let's get up with this song. You were pretty excited for it. So would you like to introduce it?
Yes, we have Mr. Saxo Beat coming on next.
Yeah, let's do it. Oh, I gotta hit this button.
Theorize, I can put your doubts to rest.
That was Cold Cold Man by Saint Motel from the album My Type EP, or the EP My Type EP. Maggie, you seem like you like to party. You were showing me all these European songs from, you know, European party songs. I mean, I feel like that's awesome. But now I'm wondering, like, why did you decide to go to a school like CMU, which is not really known for being a party school?
I guess I kind of touched on this earlier, but I feel like my priorities were definitely like a lot different. And I mean, to be fair, I actually did ED to a school in New York City, but that did not work out. But I don't know. I feel like I didn't expect CMU to kind of be the way it is. Like, obviously it has this reputation for being, you know, very studious. Everyone is insanely smart. Everyone's kind of holed up in their rooms, like, studying all the time. And that's definitely true. But if you know where to look, you find, like, you know, good people that you can just have a good time with. And I don't know. I'm pretty happy with, I guess, you know, the party scene here. It's no New York, but there's so many great artists here and so many really amazing people and DJs and, you know, all these people that you can have a great time with. So you just got to know where to look, yeah.
So you don't feel like you're missing out by not going to, like, a bigger party school?
I guess it would depend, like, which, you know, party school. I kind of stopped going to, like, CMU-specific functions, and I'm kind of going to stuff more in, like, Pittsburgh. Mm-hmm. So I guess in that way I'm more kind of relying on the city for that scene. So, I mean, I guess I am missing out on, like, the New York party experience, but I like it here. Like, I'm happy to spend, like, you know, another couple years here partying with the people I know, and then I guess onto bigger things.
You don't just party, though. Like, you're also, I'm going to bring this up, you're involved in 180 Degrees Consulting.
Yes, 180. I joined, so one, just for some context, 180 Degrees Consulting is a pro bono consulting club here at CMU. So we do pro bono consulting for nonprofits in the Pittsburgh area and sometimes beyond. And honestly, it was one of the best decisions I made, I would say, really? My freshman year. I applied my freshman spring, and I got into that class, and since then I've been on one project, and this semester, actually, I'm working as a project lead for a music startup, so that's really exciting for me, and that is kind of the track I'm thinking about going to, if not music straight away, which I don't think I would do straight away, would be consulting.
Well, let me ask you this. What's it like being, I mean, you're in business, but what's it like being, like, I guess, a woman in business? Because that's a thing that definitely plays a role, and is that something you have to think about when you're, like, for example, leading a consulting project?
I'm gonna be honest, I honestly haven't really thought too much about that. Mm-hmm. I would say, yeah, like, no one has ever, like, treated me any different just because I'm a woman in business, and it's always really great to see, like, other really strong women in business. Mm-hmm. And I've definitely found that through 180 Degrees Consulting. Like, a lot of those, I mean, 180 Degrees Consulting is like family to me, and everyone in there is, I mean, insanely smart, insanely motivated. And I'm going to be honest, I haven't really found it too affectionately in Tepper.
What's the environment like in 180 just in general? Like, it's you said it's like a family. That's a pretty strong word to use.
It is a pretty strong word. And I would say, I mean, a lot of clubs would use, you know, that word to describe their club. But, I mean, the one thing is that everyone is always so willing to help you. They're always willing, if you need, like, resume review or you need, you know, case prep for your next interview, like, especially upperclassmen, I feel I've been the best resource from 180. People never hesitate to help. And then we also do, you know, like, socials and team bonding. Like, for example, my consulting team, you have, like, inner team bonding, and then, you know, as a whole. So, yeah, just all the love.
I mean, what convinced you to join? Was it, like, where'd you find out about it as well?
Yeah, I think freshman year, I feel like a lot of Tepper students can kind of relate to this. I felt this pressure to join something. And then people always say, like, oh, you can never just join a club in Tepper. You got to apply. And in a way, that is kind of true. You always got to, you know, apply to something. You got to write up your little application. But I applied to this one and another business organization. And this is the one I got into. And I'm really happy that I joined. Like, just the resources and the people are amazing.
What separates it, do you think, from other business clubs, though?
I would say between this one and other consulting clubs is that we do pro bono consulting, so for nonprofits, so we're really focused on social impact. And I mean, this is just my bias, but I would say we're the closest in terms of, like, person to person relationships. Like I said, mm-hmm. It's like family. I feel like people are most willing to help you here.
So if that environment is like so strong and like you feel really tight and it's like kind of, I mean, I don't want to put words in your mouth, but it sounds like a positive experience.
Yeah.
Why you said that it's not exactly the track that you think you'll end up in long term?
Yeah, definitely not.
Why not?
It's just because I love music way more. Mm. And it's just, I want to spend the rest of my life doing something that doesn't feel like work. And although I love, you know, the people in 180 and I love doing consulting, I just love music a whole lot more. So music is something that I can see myself doing long term. It's more sustainable for me. And even if consulting, you know.
What do you mean by sustainable, though? Like.
Oh, sustainable just like for me. I just don't think I could stay in consulting for more than like a few years without wanting to do music. Like mm-hmm. I just could see myself, hopefully I see myself moving out of consulting and just moving on to music. And once music starts paying the bills, I think I'm going to drop consulting.
You know, it's funny because I feel like a lot of people value like what you just said, what pays the bills, not exactly what makes them happy. And I just feel like that's really like refreshing and cool to hear you say that, you know, just that. I don't know. I just feel like it's cool.
Yeah, like that's something that I've seen my mindset change in. I would say before, you know, that six figures in consulting or, you know, that nice pay right out of undergrad is really lucrative. But I would honestly rather be, you know, just barely getting by and making good music and meeting people and meeting all these creative minds and doing something that I love than, you know, being in consulting, bringing in that money, but
right.
knowing that I could do music, which I like way more.
What changed your mindset on that?
I would say, I don't know, it's just something that kind of developed the more I got into music and just like my personal philosophy wise, just realizing that I would rather do something that just makes me happy.
So it's what you're doing and like the happiness that you get from doing that in terms of music, not necessarily like something that's going wrong in your consulting project.
Yeah, definitely that. It's just like consulting, everything's been fine with the club and I like it enough to, you know, do it. It's really interesting to me. But just, I mean, music just has precedence over basically everything else in my life.
I don't know. There's something cool about that because, like, you know, I was honestly expecting you to say, like, oh, there was a really bad thing that happened in the club or
yeah.
it's, like, just the bad vibes. But I don't know. It just seems like it's, like, you're just, like, it's great, but there's this other great thing out there.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I mean, when I was applying to colleges, I was really struggling with what I wanted to do and what, you know, career path I wanted to go down. I was like, there's, you know, investment banking and, you know, you can be an analyst somewhere. And I just never, just the way that I was raised, I think I never considered music as like an actual career. Mm-hmm. And I just seeing more people, you know, make it in music and just realizing that's, you know, a viable path for me. And I have the resources to make it happen if I just, you know, really put in that work.
What do you mean by the way you were raised?
So, just to preface, my parents are wonderful people.
Yeah.
I love them. But I was kind of raised to see, you know, the traditional career paths as, oh, I got to go into business or I got to go into tech somehow. And I don't know. I mean, there's so many ways to make it now.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, even if you don't go to college, I feel like you can really hustle it and make a career out of what you love, especially with the internet the way that it is now.
Yeah.
And it doesn't have to be, you know, banking, especially as a business major. It doesn't have to be something like that.
I just really relate to that because I also was like going to be a musician and going to music. And I feel like everyone around you is always like, oh, it doesn't so you can't support yourself. And I just really relate to what you just said about like that mentality being ingrained to you to the point where you go into business and then, or you're going to something and you realize it's not necessarily what you want to do. I just think that's such a powerful story. And it's kind of cool that, I don't know, we kind of share that a little bit.
Yeah. I'm going to switch up the interview. Like, I'm going to ask you, like,
oh, no.
what do you, where is your stance?
You're practicing for your own show.
Exactly.
The Maggie show. All right. Before you take over my show completely, I'm going to get back to music, which is what you love. This is Smooth Operator. Is it? Okay. Do you know if it's Sade or Sade?
I say Sade.
Sade. Oh, Sade. Okay. Well, let's play it.
Another girl in play with another heart. mistakes, making heartache. He's loved in 7 languages. Diamond nights and ruby lights.
Back on the air. All right, I was just doing some shadowing stuff, showing Maggie how to do it. I'll turn your mic on too, Maggie. Don't think you could just be over there laughing at me at my. Oh wait, you're listening to the Eli Show on 88.3 FM WRCT Pittsburgh. You can listen online at wrct.org, and you can reach us in the studio at 412-268-9728. We're getting this show back on track, and I'm going to tell you actually about the Andy Warhol Museum, which announces Andy Warhol's social network, interview, television, and portraits. an exhibition featuring the cross-section between Warhol's longest-running project, Interview Magazine, his portrait commissions, and his ventures in television with fashion, Warhol TV, and Warhol's 15 Minutes. Featuring 205 issues of Interview Magazine from 1969 to 1987, Andy Warhol's social network will highlight this rare holding within the Warhol's permanent collection that has never before been shown in its entirety. Have you ever been to the Andy Warhol Museum?
I have, actually.
Really?
Highly recommend.
Ooh, okay. Well, Andy Warhol's social network, Interview, Television, and Portraits, on view now through February 20, 2023 at the Andy Warhol Museum, 117 Sandusky Street on the north side. More information available at warhol.org. And on Saturday, February 11th, you don't want to miss Ensemble Dal Niente's performance at that museum.